need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you want to drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band. But she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hand. Said, baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little girl. And then she beat me at pool. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool. After dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room where she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band. But she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hand. Said, baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little girl. Said our welcome and it's closing time. I was holding a hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. We fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside. Finished some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a go-away girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little girl.
Great song from Ed Sheeran, our favourite. Now, many of you will know why we actually chose that song today, but I can't even discuss this with Irene because she is AWOL. And you know how Irene just absolutely adores Ed Sheeran, and I'm sure she would adore him even more after what happened in his Wellington concert down here in New Zealand. So if you haven't heard, and I'm sure most of you already have, that his mind went a bit blank on in his concert in Wellington with Galway Girl there. So what does he do? I mean, you know, after singing these songs for years and years and that, I mean, he did have a couple of attempts to try and remember it, but I suppose he thinks he psyched himself out. So what's he do? He asks a fan in the audience who knows the song, who knows all the words to the song. So he got one of the fans to sing beside him and sing the words of his song, Galway Girl. What an amazing, isn't that just, that's heartwarming. I just think that just shows who he is as a person, as a singer. But just priceless, absolutely priceless. And I'm probably sure you all thought that. So the young girl, Pippa, what a moment for her. And I'm sure that for her, Imagine the story, telling that to your grandkids, that, you know, you put your hand up and Ed Sheeran popped you up on the stage and you sung his song for him, with him, in a concert. I'm sure she was absolutely nervous, but didn't she just do an amazing job? Yeah, so there's our Ed Sheeran for you. And I'm sure for many of us that are Ed Sheeran fans, we can probably sing along to many of his songs as well. But to have all of the words, not sure I could have done that. But good on Pippa and good on Ed for thinking, how can I kind of, you know, get over this little I forgot my words type thing. So, yeah. But as I say, Irene's not here. She's AWOL. She can't even gush over him for doing, you know, this. But anyway, she's maybe, I don't know, she's somewhere out there in her camp van. Maybe she's washed away. Who knows? I know she was heading down. Gosh, where was she heading? She was heading down to Gisborne or somewhere. Maybe she's been washed away or locked in on all of those landslides. Gosh, hasn't Mother Nature thrown it all at us up here in the North Island, especially in Auckland over the last week or so? And I can imagine, you know, and our hearts go out to anybody that's really badly affected by the flooding and any of these kind of adverse events at the moment, you know, whether we had it, gosh, a while now in Christchurch with the earthquakes, we've had lots of flooding. And at the moment, it seems that New Zealand's actually in a kind of two worlds, isn't it? The South Island's in drought and the North Island's just got way too much water. And I think last year, actually, it was the other way round, that we had up in the North Island very much dry weather and the South had wet. But I suppose one thing that really annoys me about this whole thing is, you know, where do you go? Well, not where do you go for help, but how do you help? And you think kind of in these days of well, I suppose social media, but all that we're all connected, that, you know, somebody like the main newspaper up here in Auckland, that would be the New Zealand Herald or even Stuff, would have a list of all of the places that are crying out for help and actually what they need. Because, you know, sometimes you kind of think, well, what can I do? You know, people have been, their houses are flooded, they've got nothing left, but what do you do? What, you know, how can you help? And why I got annoyed is because on one of the TV programs, it might have been the news, I saw them interviewing someone and they were calling out for pillows and sheets and blankets because they were housing people that had been displaced. But then it's like it's gone and so where do you go? So wouldn't it be nice that, you know, one of the main papers could just have within, you know, on their front page, especially online, a list of all of the charities that are helping people and what it is that they actually need. I mean, when I heard about the pillows and sheets and blankets, that's probably really easy that someone can get some of that. And we probably all have spare in our cupboard. But then it was like the story's gone. You've got to search for it. And, you know, yeah. So here's a call out to our all of our newspapers of our big cities, actually, that when something does happen, how about just keeping that list on your page throughout the whole time that it's needed, just knowing who needs or what charities are giving out help and actually what they need to help people, because I'm sure that those that are not as adversely affected could do something quite simply. And I know in some of the retirement villages, didn't they? They donated clothes or, you know, bits that they had. They couldn't get out there and obviously do a lot of help, but they had stuff. And I did actually hear quite a heartwarming story in regards to one retirement village where one of the villagers, their spouse had passed away and she still had all of their clothes. And so this was a great time to be able to now give those away. It just seemed the right moment to, you know, clean out the cupboards and pass those on. So I thought that was actually really nice and, you know, the kind of sentiments that go with that. So, yeah, so hoping you're all right out there and that you haven't been too affected and that, you know, you've all checked in on your neighbours to make sure that they're okay and just helping out in any way you can. It does seem that these things are going to happen more frequently, or they certainly seem to have happened more frequently, especially I'm just thinking up here, even in Auckland, we had a huge kind of deluge before torrential rain just before Christmas. And then we got this as well. So with the ground being sodden everywhere, there's obviously a lot of work to do up here. So that's going to keep people very busy for a long time. So, yeah, do look after each other as you are out there. And if you can give, whether it's some clothing or some pillows or some whatever it is, yeah, maybe just find out who's needing what. So with Irene being AWOL, I kind of thought, you know, today, and with all the stuff that's happening, we might just throw on some music and just chill, just sit back and relax and, you know, just think of those happy memories and those things that make you happy as we go through the rest of the time today. So let's throw on some music. Do you know what? I don't even know what's going to come up. My brain's kind of not in the... Yeah, there you go. You see, my brain's not happening today. So I'm just going to throw on some music and we'll see you the same time, same place next week. And Irene, I will find Irene somewhere around the countryside and we'll check in with her.
it, I get down from a treehouse sitting in the sky. I wanna know just what I do. Is it very big? Is there room for two? I got a house with the windows and doors. I'll show you mine, show me yours. Boys, do you ever get lonely playing with your toys? We can talk, we can sing. I'll be the queen and you'll be the king. Hey boy, in your tree, throw down your letter, make a room for me. I got a house with the windows and doors. I'll show you mine, show me yours.
Good time. got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. Let's kick it off.
I know that we'll have a ball if we get down and go out and just lose it all. I feel stressed out, I wanna let it go. Let's go way out, face out, losing all control.
Fill up my cup, Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it.
Let's live it up,
and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, cause I got a feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey.
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my car.
Like on my car.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move
just
it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Let's shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it. Let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock.
Sugars, brought to you by Delaquo Communication, delaquo.co.nz.